peace, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you are well and maintaining. Welcome to another edition of the Corner Store Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Koval. Of course, week in and week out, we bring to you some of the most intelligent, most brilliant creatives in the city of Chicago and beyond. And thankful that you continue to tune in and pay attention and listen to the Corner Store. Today, we have a really special artist, someone whose style is and voice is so well developed that anytime you see a piece by her, you know it's hers, which I think is speaks to the distinctness and the craft and the vision for what she's trying to do. A really incredible painter and visual artist. We have Vivian Lee in the Corner Store. Vivian, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, excited to talk with you. And I do want to talk about style just out the gate, because I have ideas about what you do, and there is such a distinctness in your pieces. I've seen you now over the years in a variety of different venues and a variety of different forums and in several different mediums, and just looking at a piece, your hand has touched it when it's yours. How do you describe or think about your style?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess I just pay attention to the things that I like, which I guess sounds really weird, but I enjoy the colors like pink and red, and I enjoy dolls and how children are often illustrated in storybooks and stuff like that. So I just try to mush them all together into this thing, and I guess it's just how my work comes about.
For sure. So as people are listening, I think they should also be looking at some of the work that you've done, of course. So where's the best place for people to see your work? I imagine IG and other places.
Currently I'm private on Instagram for personal reasons, but if not, you can check out my website, which is vivianleeart.com, and then also I have my work in person in places like Gallery F, Line Dot, Rotofugi. I'm still exhibiting around the city and stuff, so you'll find me somewhere.
great. Well, so I have I'm going to throw some ideas at you, and you tell me I'm out of my mind or break them down. But certainly when you see your work there, you mentioned illustration, and there is a cartoon animation feel and approach to some of what you do. Did you grow up reading comic books, watching anime? How does that seep into your work, or does it?
Yeah, it certainly does. I watched so much cartoons as a kid, Saturday morning stuff, and I loved reading children's books where there's a lot of kids present, not necessarily animals, but people is always just something I gravitate towards. And then definitely super into anime and manga, still am. I guess I started watching anime when I was 12, 13, something like that. My extended family is mostly male dominant, so whenever they'd come over for parties and stuff, all the boys would just turn on the TV and just watch cartoons, mostly anime. So I just gravitated towards that from a young age. Yeah,
nice. And but so much of the characters, because it's interesting, because you do show a lot of younger people, kids, children in your work. But oftentimes they are doing things that a lot of young kids don't do. I mean, they're violent, yeah, or they're kind of hypersexualized or sensualized, mm-hmm. and so that's an interesting twist. How does that vision and almost juxtaposition of what you would imagine is a kind of youthful innocence, juxtaposed with maybe a hyperviolent or hypersexualized image?
I guess it just sort of started in college. I went to U of I in Champaign, and I went to their art program there. And at the time, as art students, you just kind of pick something that you're interested in to sort of hone in as your thesis, or your subject matter. I went to college with Langston, actually. Oh. So I guess he and I sort of are familiar with the sort of art school-y thing where you know, we just focus on something that we're interested in, and that's like our work, and that's how we develop like our signature, I guess. So it kind of came out of that necessity to have like, you know, your thesis for like the whole like college, your whole college career. But I guess what inspired me personally to dive into that sort of subject matter is kind of like from my own personal feelings of like feeling sheltered as a kid or growing up as a woman. Like, you get sexualized early. You know, I'm sure like a lot of other women have like similar instances where like as a kid, like even as young as like 12 or like 14, like you get catcalled on the street. So it's just like stuff like that where I just try to like make my work make other people uncomfortable, even though a lot of that stuff, you know, some people go through it or like not necessarily like the way that I depict it, but just like in general, like it's just kind of normal, I guess, to me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because you're right. It is uncomfortable. There's something about it that's very playful, right? And even the colors are playful and beautiful, mm-hmm. like the kind of thing you would, you know, you want to hang, if you're just looking at the surface, you want to hang in a kid's room or something like that. And then you zoom in, you're like, no, this is not appropriate for kids. another angle, another reading of your work that I get, it does feel like a, almost like a womanist revenge noir, you know, kind of plot. And so, yeah, I mean, is that so? I'm not too far off of some of what you're doing.
Nope, you're pretty spot on. It's okay. Like very cathartic.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would imagine, because yeah, you are oftentimes like puncturing or taking apart, you know, body, like unraveling intestines, stuff like that. There's blood dripping. It's amazing.
Yes.
You know what you do. And I'm a big fan, and I know the city of Chicago and beyond is a big fan, because you've been getting more and more attention over the years. I want to go back and just like, did you know from an early age that you were going to be a visual artist or an artist of any kind?
I guess so. Like, drawing is just like the thing I've always known to do. I started, it's like cliche, but I started pretty young. I remember one of the first memories I have, like I was probably like 5 years old. I was drawing my parents' wedding topper, which they kept. I remember like that memory very clearly. And I've always just like, I was always a very, very shy kid. But whenever I'm given like, you know, pen and paper or whatever, like that was my most comfortable form of expression. Like I just felt like I could like say or like draw whatever I wanted. So yeah, drawing has always just been there for me.
And what do your folks do, or what do they do?
My dad is a carpenter. I think he's still getting work. And my mom has jumped around different jobs. Right now she's working at a factory that deals with like airplane parts, but she's mostly been in like the sort of just like mechanical little like parts sort of factory kind of job. Yeah.
And did you grow up here?
Yes, I grew up in Uptown. I was born there. Mostly been on the north side for most of my life. Currently living near the Bridgeport area in McKinley Park.
Nice. And where'd you go to high school?
North side.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nerd side.
Nerd side. Right, no doubt. And so, all right, so you went to college for art. Did you know, you knew you were going to major in art?
Yeah.
Okay. And then once you got out, I mean, you've had, you know, you're making a life out of this. And so how did, from going, being in art school, what are some of the first opportunities you had? How did you first get your work seen? How did how did that happen?
It sort of happened, well, to me it happened a little slowly, but like post-grad, I was just like, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know what to do, but I just like kept making work. And I guess around that time, I started posting more to like social media and stuff. At the time, it was mostly Tumblr. And then I kind of switched over to Instagram a little bit. And so then that's where like I met other people in the scene. Like I remember I met Kwai Sugar Ismar like on Instagram. Then we kind of hit it off and started showing together, and then, you know, met more people. So it's just like mostly started out of like building friendships out of other people in the city. I just want to like make this clear, like I don't pursue art like full time just alone. I have like my own like 9-to-5 also on the side, so that definitely helps with like the bills and stuff. Primarily focus on art as like the main source of income.
What do you do? What's your 9-to-5?
It's like a sort of like desk job, like archiving. So I do that at home right now because of COVID. But yeah, that's what I do currently.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to move toward making a whole life out of art, or is it, you know what I mean? Sometimes people have gigs
Maybe. I actually don't mind the separation. I actually kind of like it. So it's like you turn your brain off, like your art brain off for like, you know, part of the day, and then like you switch it on like towards the nighttime or whenever. I just like that separation because I don't have to like feel like my life revolves around my art, which, you know, sometimes it gets stressful because I don't want to like, for me, like my creative process is more, I don't know, it's like I get my flow when I don't have to worry about like whether my art or not will help me put the lights on, kind of thing. I'd rather it just be like I have that freedom to experiment without needing it to be like, oh, will this sell or not, kind of thing. So I don't know, I personally like that separation. I admire my friends who do it full time, but for me, I can't do it yet.
Yeah, that's interesting though, because you're right, that does put a lot of pressure then on the art, right? To have to then put food on the table, house you, clothe you, keep the lights on. That's mm-hmm. that's a really interesting point. And so to have another source of income and give yourself the freedom, that resonates with me, you know, absolutely. That's really interesting. So your creative process, though, if you're working 9-to-5, what does it look like? Are you like, you flip that brain off, you flip another brain on, you walk into a different room, like just like how does it actually work like in a day to day for you?
Yeah, it essentially is like that. Like I just wake up and then log on to my, you know, day job. And then I don't really think about not to say I don't think about it, but it's just like I don't, you know, during that time I don't sketch or like do anything related to my projects unless if it's like crunch time and I have to like take PTO to like deal with those sorts of deadlines. But yeah, I just like try to like section off my day where it's just like, you know, that part will be for my day job, and then like after my shift is over I just switch over to my art stuff. And I guess for some people that's kind of like stressful because then you're just like constantly working, but for me I don't mind it because like I enjoy making art, so for me it's just like a different kind of fun time. And I guess I just like being productive more or less all the time, so it doesn't like affect me. But yeah, it's just, you know, daytime is my day job and the nighttime is my art stuff.
And do you have a different room for it? Is it the same desk that you work at? Is it the same desk you make at? Or like, how does it, I'm just curious about like the practicality, like, and the space.
Actually it is in the same room because that's where my computer stuff is. But then, you know, I have to look at my computer for references and all that and connect my tablets and stuff, so I make it work. For me, it's more of like a mental thing instead of just like a physical part where I have to like, you know, move to a different room or whatever, but I make it work.
Is there like a ritualistic transition you have between, at 5 o'clock you have a shot, take a breath, go for a walk, and then come back and work? Or how does it, you know what I mean? Like, how do you transition?
I literally just go for it. I just like get my stuff out and I'm like, all right, time to work on the other thing. But I don't have too much of a ritual. I guess it's just like maybe in between, like I'll eat and then that's like my like actual like barrier where it's like, okay, after I make dinner, I'll like work on my art stuff. But other than that, it's like pretty smooth. Just like, okay, I'll just work on this now.
Yeah. And how often do you come to it?
Wait, sorry?
How often do you come to it? Like, how often are you like working on your art?
I guess like almost every day. There'll be times where I'll just like take a break, and that's usually in between like projects or shows where it's like there's like a lull period. Those don't happen too often, but when they do, like, I just like try to tell myself, you know, it's okay to take the week off, or like if it's like a longer time, I'll take like a month off where I don't have to like worry about like drawing for deadlines. It can just be like, oh, like sketching for fun. Like, I consider that like different. So I'll more or less be drawing all the time, actually. Yeah,
nice. Well, that's beautiful. So you mentioned Kawhi, and you know, you guys have collaborated a bunch and worked together a lot. I'm wondering about that closeness with someone as a creative partner, and also, so one, I wonder about that relationship, but I also wonder about, you know, the two of you in my mind are part of this really rich community of artists, and I wonder who is in your community, and who are your peers. But first, talk about that relationship as a, you know, what seems like a almost like a primary creative partnership.
She's great. Like, she's one of like my closest friends, and it's, I think it's important, whether it's like just a professional sort of friendship or just like a genuine, just like everyday sort of friendship, it's good to just like keep those close to you. Because I remember I sometimes get questions from people who like email me or message me like, oh, do you have any advice? Like, I want to move out of like having my family and friends being my primary like support system and move to like, you know, gaining more followers and stuff like that. And I'm like, actually, like, your main like support system should be your friends and family. And when you do try to like branch out and network with other people, it's good to like actually become friends with them first, instead of just like being like, oh, like, I want to get to know this person because they own a gallery or something. It's more like, you know, friends help each other out. Like, we all help each other out. Like, it's definitely, like you said, like a community. Like, we all support each other, and it's not too much like of a competition. It's just more like, you know, whenever we see something pop up, we'll like, we tell each other. A lot of the friends that I have close to me, where we're all like in part of the same community, it's like Christy Lopez, like Blake Jones, like Jeff Peck, Killabuns, aka Chris Orta. It's just like we all just like, you know, talk to each other about like different things whenever it pops up, just like DM each other real quick. There's plenty of other people too, but like, yeah, we all just like are in the same group chat, basically. Yeah.
Which is powerful. And there's always been those communities of artists, you know, who I think are not only like propping one another up, but propelling each other forward too, you know, and influencing one another, putting each other on, challenging each other, making each other better and stronger. And so those conversations are really, you know, ripe for that. You mentioned the galleries, and I've seen you at a bunch, your work in group shows, solo shows. What was your first gallery experience, and what are some of the galleries that you work with?
Let's see. I guess one of my first gallery experiences was with Ismar Kawhi Sugar. It was at Pilsen Outpost. And then around that same time, I think I also showed something at Logan Square Tattoo. It was just like great, but like working with friends on those shows, because I think with Logan Square Tattoo, it was with Chad Edwards. And it was just like friends just like putting on shows together, which is honestly like how an artist in Chicago, at least for me, like get to have shows around, where it's like, you know, someone, usually they're your friend, and they know the owner, or they, you know the space and the whatnot, and you just like collaborate and like put the show on together, or like, you know, they introduce you to like the space and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty fun. That's like, I think those were the first places I exhibited at.
Yeah, and now where are some of the places that you, I mean, you mentioned some of them, and I've seen you, I saw a great solo show of yours at Rotofugi, but I don't know, was that, I don't even know time anymore, I don't know if any of us do, but.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that was early 2019, maybe?
Yeah, no, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, of course you show at Galleria F and Vertical Gallery now too, right?
Line dot.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, So those, which are those are like the go-to spaces if you want, you know, I for me anyway, some of the go-to spaces in Chicago, you know. But I also know that your work has had resonance beyond the city. What is that like? And what like how do you think of, you know, getting your work outside of the city? And where has it been? Or, you know, where does some of your, what's some of like the wildest places that you've heard people be like, yo, I really rock with what you're doing.
Yeah, I guess it, you know, starts from the same thing where it's like you build friendships here in Chicago and like, you know, people know each other and then they'll know other people from like other states. So then they introduce you, and then also just like the power of like social media too. I exhibited at Spoke Art. They have their sister gallery in San Francisco called Recess. Isamar and I showed there together, and it was a group show where we all like made works about like women in horror films, or like just that sort of like horror genre. So that was like pretty fun. That was like great because I admire Spoke, and like it's good to like have work in like the West Coast because it's just like a different feel there. I'm like blanking, but I've shown at like in Denver too, Sally Centigrade. That was like a local gallery there. It's just like little spots here and there, but yeah, they're like really fun. It's just mostly just like niche, like lowbrow sort of spaces. Yeah,
no, very cool. And a lot of your peers, you know, they work in the studio, but then they also work at, you know, on larger scale murals and things like that. I haven't seen a ton of that from you. Is that an area that you are interested in? How do you think about that?
I do eventually want to make more murals. I guess it's like awkward because like COVID, and then Certainly. Sometimes it's like winter time, so that's not like the most ideal time to be painting outside. But I am. Well, this is just like a personal fact, but I'm like afraid of heights. So that's always just like a thing that always kind of prevents me from like pursuing murals actively. But it's something I want to like work on more in the future when I have more opportunities.
Yeah, I too am terrified of heights. And
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't, you know, like, I mean, the homies like get up on a lift 2-3 stories high.
It freaks me out. Sometimes it's like okay if like, you know, you're sure that you won't like fall to your death kind of feeling, but you know, it's, yeah, having that sort of phobia is like not the best.
No, absolutely. So yeah, but for you, so what are some of the things then that you're excited about now in your practice? What are some of the things that you're working on that you could tell us about?
I'm currently working more closely with Low Res. They're a local brewery based in Pilsen, and I just came out with a new label. It's called the Passion Fruit Shortcut. It's currently available if you guys want to check that out. But yeah, that one will be like a series that I'm thinking about. I won't reveal too much about it, but for me it's like kind of like a narrative that might happen with like the labels, where I sort of like try to weave together like a little story in like the art on the label. But other than that, that's like currently what I'm working on. Just like, yeah, that's been a very like fun partnership working with Low Res and just like seeing my art and packaging. It's been really fun. Currently nothing too exciting in terms of shows, because it's sort of like still winter and that sort of thing is like kind of slow now, like during this kind of season, regardless of COVID. So nothing too exciting there for now, but yeah, that's what's on my agenda.
And how do you think about like the work of your characters? Like, is it a narrative on one piece of canvas? Is it a narrative over multiple pieces? How do you think about these characters almost evolving, or how do you see your work evolving in the future?
I think of them as like sort of separate stories, but like they're all part of the same universe, or like they all live in the same place essentially. I don't have like a clear concrete like sort of manuscript of like what's happening to them, but it's just sort of like in the back of my mind, like, oh, they're all more or less the same, they kind of know each other, like that's how I feel, like they all, like, you know, live in the same neighborhood in my mind, kind of thing. Yeah
for sure. Well, and there's, I mean, you know, it's one of the powerful things about seeing your pieces together, that, you know, over the course of a few pieces, you do kind of begin to pick up, you know, you begin to tell yourself a story anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you like working with a brand? Do you like working with brands? I know that's something that, you know, there are artists who love it. There's more and more brands in the creative space. Is that something that you want to do more of?
I guess, like, I want to work more with, like, local brands. Like working with Low Res was fun. I think there's just more creative freedom when you work with, like, a local spot, just because, you know, there's less restrictions. I guess with, like, big brands, it's a little difficult because there's more, like, problem-solving involved where, like, you know, there are certain things that you can't depict. And usually I have to ask, no matter who I work with, where it's like, so what are my limitations? Can I draw guts? Usually no. So, like, that's something that I think about whenever, you know, the opportunity pops up. I'm not, like, too proactive when it comes to, like, oh, I want to work with, like, big brands. But it's just more like if the opportunity comes up, I'll maybe try to make it work. But it's not something that I pursue actively. It's more so, like, I just want to make the kind of work that I want to be proud of.
And do you see yourself staying here? I mean, you're obviously a part of a really great, robust community of Chicago artists. What keeps you here, or how do you think about it in the future?
I love Chicago. It's obviously where I was born, and I compare everywhere else to here, and usually nowhere else measures up. So I like to stay here for at least for now. Like, I don't see myself going anywhere else. I've been to LA, no offense to LA, but I personally don't like it. So yeah, it's just, I compare everywhere else to Chicago. It's just more familiar. There's always something new that you learn about the city that you didn't know before. So yeah, it's nothing boring here. I like it.
Well, good. I'm glad. And I, as a fan, I'm happy that you'll stay in the city. But I mean, I imagine the artistic community that you're a part of is also probably what keeps you here. And I wonder,
yes,
what is it about the city, the community that makes it viable for an artist to be here? Like, what is it about this town that makes that the case?
Yeah, like I said, everyone's just, like, super friendly, I don't know what it's like in other spaces in other states, but, you know, it's like, maybe it's like that Midwestern niceness, even though I don't really consider Chicago, like, that Midwestern, because, like, we're such a huge city, but it's so much easier to just, like, approach people and spaces and build, like, genuine connections, and it's still, like, a relatively small community compared to, like, to the coast, but I think that, you know, it's, like, it's a lot less, like, weird flashy stuff you have to do. It's just like, oh, hey, do you want to, like, go to, like, this drawing, like, sketch and draw event together, or, like, do you want to go to this exhibition together or have a show? Like, it's, like, pretty, like, just chill. And I appreciate that part of Chicago, where it's just like, you know, we all build community. It's like, whatever. And we all just, like, you know, it's all about just, like, working together and just, like, having a good time. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that, particularly about the visual artists and the spaces that visual artists hang out in here, because there seems to be, like, an informality, even in the spaces that might be a little more expensive, to go from Pilsen Outpost to, you know, Line Dot. It's a change in, you know, it's like the price tag goes up in terms of the art on the wall, but the vibe is,
yeah, it's more or less the same. It's just like, hey, what's up?
Right. Which is beautiful. And I think that speaks to, like, so much of what, you know, like, Chicago doesn't like the formality or the facade of celebrity. You know, and, yes. And I think that it roots the artists in a particular way. And I think you know, you, your crew, and the spaces that you show in are you know, they're inviting. You know what I mean? And there's something mm-hmm. that's really, I think, important about that, because obviously that helps you in terms of the eyes on your work. But I think it does a lot in terms of building a larger, vibrant cultural community, because there is that, you know, the invitation that seems welcoming and warm to so many other people.
Yes, exactly. I agree.
Which is dope. So, all right. So now I know obviously we're in COVID and everything like this. But where can we, and you mentioned the brewery, but what do you have your sights on? Like, what do you want for yourself and for your work in the coming year or years? Like, what do you, you know, if anything, what are you, you know, wanting to work toward?
Yeah. I guess maybe like, working larger, not necessarily like murals, but just like, you know, I want my canvas to get bigger. I guess I usually work small, which is just out of like convenience because my desk is small and stuff, but I do want to get more comfortable with just, you know, drawing or painting larger. It just feels different. The process is a little different. So I want to like challenge myself in terms of that. And I guess just like keep making work that I'm proud of. At least for me, it's just like the shelf life of my work is like very short, where it's like, okay, I'm done with this piece. I kind of hate it now. I'm going to move on to the next one. So like, I want to like, just like chase that feeling of like making work that I love. But yeah, that's mostly it for me. I just want to like experiment a little bit more, but yeah.
Well, we look forward to paying attention and seeing what you make and create. Vivian Lee, thank you so much for being in the Corner Store. Before we go, remind us again of where people can see your work and be in tune with what you do.
Thanks so much, Kevin. You guys can still find me on social media, sort of, if you're already following me, at Lee Vivian Art. But if not, like, you can check out my website at vivianleeart.com. And yeah, I currently have beers coming out with Low Res, and we'll hopefully have some more shows coming up once those opportunities arise in the next couple months. But yes.
Well, we look forward to it. Thank you so much for chatting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Shout out our super producer, DJ Cashera. Thank you to our official Corner Store photog, Mercedes Zapata. Salutes to the Snack Door, Max. Also, please, y'all, follow our Instagram. It's corner_pod on IG, on Twitter. Tell us who you want to see in the Corner Store. And also, please consider dropping a couple of dollars into our Patreon account. It's patreon.com/corner_pod.
The Corner Store is brought to you by Stolen Spirits.